Good morning. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Laura Sievert is here from Arts Quincy, and she is excited, as she is every Wednesday morning when she appears on The Mary Griffith Show, fueled by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Get yourself a delicious cup of Harvest Ridge Coffee if you're out and about today. Your local convenience store can brew you up a fresh cup, or if you want it at your business, do what we do here at the Radio Ranch, have it delivered, or get it at home through your local grocery store. Harvest Ridge, you will not be disappointed. You're excited. The city of Quincy has made a small, but it may be a token investment, but it says a lot. You're excited. The city of Quincy and the city council and the city government have said, yes, Arts Quincy does something valuable for our community, and we are going to give you a token investment that you can probably turn around and multiply many, many times. That's the important part of the whole support. It says, yes, we're supported, right?
Well, please don't call it token because it's a big deal to us.
It is a big deal to you. The reason I'm calling it token is because I'm a taxpayer and I don't want them to give you $5 billion.
All right.
I want them to support you at a reasonable level.
Right. And a little bit of support coming in from the city is such a buy-in to what we do because your arts council works every day to increase tourism, to increase quality of life. We do a lot of work on talent attraction and retention with the major employers of the area, things that don't get so much visibility in my radio world too often. But, you know, every time we want to bring in a high-level doctor or an engineer or any of those type of positions, they want to know Quincy's a place worth being in every day. So, you know, and then that's also an acknowledgement that this Arts Council is working really hard to bring in big-dollar grants. So if you invest a little bit in your arts council, we can invest in our human resource, right, in our people, and try to get these, you know, like the $2 million grant that we'll be going after for our riverfront development. So, yeah, it's a big deal. We had city support for many, many, many years, and it was phased out, and somebody took a look at it. I got to thank the mayor and the council because they took a look at it and said, no, you know, they're doing a lot to advocate for Quincy, and every city in Illinois who has an arts council has buy-in, including now, again, Quincy, Illinois.
So. Well, we're excited. And again, you know, the city council has a tough job. They've got to allocate very finite tax dollars. But you also have to say, what are they investing in that will grow, will repeat itself over and over again?
And to be clear, ours came out of the food and beverage taxes.
Right.
So that was what it was meant for anyway, was this the sort of the
so it's not
tourism,
taking money away from paving the street. My pothole is not getting repaired. This is food and beverage tax money that is supposed to then be reinvested and to bring even more people into our community. And certainly, Laura, you've done that. Now, they just announced a big campaign across the street, the History Museum. And again, you were instrumental in getting the initial grant that started that project going. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we got $1.5 million for the History Museum down here on the square. Unfortunately, with the speed of state government and the incredible speed at which building costs went up, it is not enough to cover what we thought it would cover when we applied for it. We're actually working with the governor's office and people in the state to try to make up that difference partially there as well. Because I think they know by awarding the dollars in right before the pandemic, like January of 2020, and then not actually getting the dollars to us until 2023, all of our building projections went out the window. So we're looking to get $2 million more to finish the project and put this great viewing deck. If you haven't seen the renderings of what they want to do to the History Museum, besides getting the roof fixed and the elevator put in, they're trying to put a viewing deck off the back that you can look over the entire river and the new bridge project and all of that. It would be really, really gorgeous and a great sort of meeting place for the community. So I hope it gets done, and I hope we can – your Arts Council is out there every day fighting those battles at the state level, saying, don't give it all to Chicago. We're down here, right?
And you actually got them to come here. So again,
we did, yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing the Arts Council down here for the first time in about two decades, and they got to see what we do with our money. One of the other agencies that's a city agency that got funding from the city and got a little bit more funding this year was the library. Now, the library, obviously, is a center for our community, and they're having their Secondhand Prose Friends of the Library book sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you're a person that wants a lot of books for an inexpensive amount of money, this is one thing to happen, right?
I love this. I actually just dropped off. If you're needing kids' books, I dropped off a lot.
Good, because today my little charge and I are going to help stack and sort kids' books. So
man,
good.
I tell you what, I love the book sale. I've come home with piles of books, and then they usually end up back there at some point, like when we're done.
It really is good. I mean, let's face it. If you have an 8-year-old,
yeah.
Take all your 6-year-old books and donate them, and
yes.
Go get 8-year-old books this year. And then when your kid is 10, donate all the 8-year-old books back and get 10-year-old books.
And They're really good down there about like looking out for stuff that your kid. My kid got into Goosebumps books, and so now they have my name. And if they're Goosebumps, they get a pile of Goosebumps books, and they give me a call, and I come over and buy them all. So do ask them to like keep an eye out for you. But the other thing I like,
it's like
when
Neiman Marcus shopping.
It is. They're like,
you can have your name on a list. We have a fur coat in, and we have Goosebumps books in.
But I'll tell you what, I can buy a whole stack of Goosebumps books from the Friends of the Library, help the library for, you know, a couple of dollars and not spend $200 on Amazon. So
this is a Thursday. It's tomorrow. It starts at 9:30 in the morning, goes till 7:30 tomorrow night. Best selection, of course, the first day, and then Friday and Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30. And they usually sell them by the inch, usually 25 cents per inch. Sometimes you can buy a box load. You know, they'll make a deal. I mean, make a donation. I mean, I always spend more than they tell me I owe because I'm embarrassed.
It's
like I bring up a box of books, and they're like, that'll be $4.50. I'm like, here's 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Let's call it a day.
I like getting cookbooks down there, too.
Yeah. Oh, they got lots of good books.
Mary, I got breaking news. Breaking news. Are you ready for the big announcement of our Dogwood royalty?
Dun, 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 dun.
Breaking now, because we haven't even put it online yet. I was like, I want to break this on Mary. I asked the girls to send me all the names. So we officially have chosen through our video contest, our first ever video contest. We're going to hopefully continue this into the future, because holy smokes, did we get some adorable videos of your kids out there talking about the power of community, which is our Dogwood theme. Just announcing, and their parents were just informed yesterday, our little princess is Aurora Gorman. Our little prince is Ledger Warner. Our little king is Julian Stickler. And our little queen is Manushi Motitai, I'm going to go with. And I will find out the exact pronunciation of her name by next week, I promise. But we're so proud of all those entries. You guys, it was a heck of a process. The Arts Quincy board met and chose these winners, and we decided to take the next five or six best entries and create a Dogwood court. So Dogwood prince and princesses will ride in a Gym City Ford has given us convertibles. I was going to drive one, but now I have to carry a banner. That's okay. we're getting convertibles from Gym City Ford for the prince and the kings, Prince and Princess and Queen and King, and then the Dogwood Court will be walking behind. They're going to have tiaras, but are they going to have scepters? No, we're giving them lightsabers to go with the May the 4th be with you theme. So we will announce the court's names as well, and we'll see you in the parade. We're about the fifth entry in, so we're right at the beginning. Please give a wave to your new Arts Quincy Kings and Queens of Dogwood.
Repeat those names one more time for us, please, and then send me the email.
I will send you that email. Yep. We'll probably put out press today about it, too. So Little Princess is Aurora Gorman. Little Prince is Ledger Warner. Little King is Julian Stickler. And the Little Queen is Manushi Motitai. So congratulations to those fabulous. So you should have seen these videos. Holy smokes, how my team ever picked anybody, I cannot tell you. I was out of town. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I just
for those of you whose children did not win, Laura was not personally involved, and she's not releasing the names of those who were. Thank you for the breaking news. We'll see you next week. And the Quincy Children's Museum is coming up. I know you have nice things to say about them.
My kid is there right now on a field trip with Arth Quincy.
Okay. See how the synergy works here at the Radio Ranch. Thank you so much, Laura Sievert. Coming up, Arts Quincy. Well, we just had them. Quincy Children's Museum. And we're also going to tell you about a change of plans for the super duper garage sale. It's going to be better than ever because they're delaying it to get even more super duper items. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. We're back, 9:29, and Judy Way Henkel has joined us from the Christ Lutheran Church. We have been advertising that this weekend was their super-duper garage sale, but they've got so much super-duper stuff. They've pushed it back to Saturday, May 18th. So if you heard the ads running, just strike this Saturday out of your mind and put Saturday, May 18th down to be at Christ Lutheran Church. They're right there at the entrance to the Holiday Hills subdivision, right there near 36th and State. It's from 7 in the morning until noon, and it's all indoors. Now, they may spill out into the parking lot if they have so much stuff, but it doesn't matter what the weather is that day. There's two giant parking lots, front and back, so you'll have plenty of parking space. Thrivent Financial is providing them the seed money, so you're going to see some really top-quality stuff, and there is also a bake sale inside. Everything imaginable to purchase. Judy, like what?
I'm not sure I could even tell you what we wouldn't have.
The kitchen sink.
The kitchen sink, and then some. I know we have a beautiful set of Noritake china, platinum edged. We also have a couple of stoves, electric stoves that are in good working condition. I think I saw a bike or two. We have furniture, rugs, children's toys, books, dishes, Christmas decor, outdoor things, a lot of things that the men like to get into, tools, TVs or big electronic stuff, but and the bake sale. Oh, my goodness, the bake sale. We had 30 participants last year contribute to our bake sale. There wasn't a square inch in the kitchen that there wasn't baked goods. We have pies, cakes, cookies, cupcakes, homemade noodles, homemade breads. This year, we wanted to try to add a few savory items. I think somebody's planning on bringing quiche. We have gluten-free items, sugar-free items, cheesecake, practically everything you can imagine, candy. And we also would also like to thank Thrivent for their support over the years. We couldn't do it without them.
Thrivent Financial has always supported Lutheran Church and Lutheran causes, but causes that help their fellow man. And so Saturday, May 18th, Christ Lutheran Church, 333 South 36th Street. This is all indoors, 7 to noon. They did have to push it back, but it's indoors. It doesn't matter if it's rain or shine. They've got huge parking lot and everything is flat, handicap accessible. They've got beautiful things set up. Some of the stuff could be outside, and if the weather's nice, that's great. Some of the huge, huge items they probably will keep outside, because if you're going to buy a stove or something like that, you're probably going to load it onto your truck. But don't worry. They're going to have people there to help you do all of that, although, you know, they're not going to deliver it for you probably, but they're going to help you with that. And it's just, what do you use the money for?
We use this for various outreach missions for different areas in Quincy. We've helped Camp Callahan over the years, the Y, just various things that are nonprofit that we can help them in some small way.
Just making our community better.
We hope so.
I think that's the way to say it.
Yeah.
Judy, thank you for stopping by, and thank you for letting us know that it has changed. We will continue to promote it on Saturday, May 18th. Christ Lutheran Church, the entrance to Holiday Hills, beautiful church. And boy, have they got a fellowship hall that can hold a lot, and that kitchen is going to be full of homemade baked goods. So
yes, I will.
If you don't want any more stuff, you can always go get baked goods at 7 o'clock in the morning. Wipe them out, man.
That would be great.
Cheesecake. Put my name on one.
Cheesecake.
If I get up at 7 o'clock, I'll get in and get my own. Thank you so much, Judy.
You're welcome.
It is 9:34. We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, and when we come back, the Children's Museum. Boy, have they got a host of things to talk about. But first, Awerkamp Machine Company and Pogue Auto Plaza bring you this report from the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, a newbie in the Mary Griffith Show Theater of Affairs here. And she's so nervous. Sarah Meyer is convinced that I'm going to do something to her or ask her a question. When did you quit beating your husband? You know. But Amy Peters is assuring her that I'm really a kind and gentle person, right?
Yes, yes.
God, you've got you fooled. Okay, we're going to talk about the Children's Museum, one of my favorite places. But you know why? Because it gives children a place to go so they're not annoying me. Speaking as someone who's never had children on my own, people always used to say, why are you so involved in Girl Scouting? I said, because any organized activity that keeps children corralled somewhere else away from me is fine. No, I jest. But this Children's Museum has taken off. And before you can move into your brand new headquarters, which is maybe a couple of years down the road, you have a new temporary quasi-permanent location. Mm-hmm. You're not going to move again, are
no,
you?
No, the plan is to stay.
So Amy Peters and Sarah Meyer, before we get talking about what Sarah came to talk about, let's just get an update now on how things are going. Where is your current location? When are your hours? And tell us an update on fundraising for the new location.
Absolutely. So we are located at 115 North 4th here on the square in Quincy, Illinois, located right on the west side of the park. So we will be here. The plan is to stay for quite a while until fundraising is complete for the permanent site. Obviously, fundraising updates are something that, you know, everyone wants to know, where are we at and how are we doing? I just say we've got a long way to go, but we're doing well so far. Building will take a couple of years to complete once we have that full fundraising done. So we're still being creative, meeting with people, having special events, and doing things here in the community. But our temporary space has allowed us to generate some revenue to be able to fulfill our mission now while the building is still under construction. And that's always kind of been my heart, is my kids aren't getting any younger, and I want this for them now, and I'm not having any more. So it's really important to me that we continue to fulfill our mission now, give families a place and a space to experience the Quincy Children's Museum, and we encourage everyone to come down because, you know, the kids have no idea that something 10 times this size is in store. And we just had a field trip kick off right before we walked over here. And those kids were so excited. There was 50 kids in the museum. And our floor staff unleashed them to go play. And it was electric. We probably have some noise complaints from the neighbors. But they're just so excited. And they don't know the difference.
This is great.
Yeah.
Now, don't tell them, well, this is nothing compared to what we're going to have. Like you said, some of them will be grown-ups maybe before it happens, but you're constantly adding to the selection, and we'll talk about that. Do you have set hours, or are they in flux?
So we change our hours just about every month based on the demand. We really do try to be good stewards of our resources. And so, you know, we know in the wintertime we might have had some more evening hours versus here now in the spring and summer. There's t-ball, there's soccer, there's beautiful outside families want to grill. So in May we'll be shifting a little bit. We'll be open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday till noon. And then on Thursdays will be our long day, so 9 to 9, 9 to 8. And all of that information can be found on our website, www.quincychildrensmuseum.org, and just click on our calendar.
Yeah, because I wanted to promote, and I just tell people, just go to the website, because, like you said, you're fluid and flexible, and obviously you want to meet the needs of families.
Yes.
So that's the whole purpose of it. So they're open at 115 North 4th, and tell me, they've always got something brand new, because these exhibits are very expensive, but whatever you buy for this space will be transferred over to the new space. So it's not like you have to wait till you get the new space to start filling it, because, like you said, you'll have 10 times more space when you move over there, but you've got to fill it now with this 115 North 4th. Well, let's talk to Sarah Meyer. Sarah Meyer is part of the Ready, Set, Grow program offered for birth through five, right? So let's learn all about you. Sarah, tell us about yourself. Criminal past? No.
Actually, I can honestly say I've not even had a speeding ticket. So
she's good, ladies and gentlemen. She's good.
Deserving,
one of those.
Definitely, but no. Actually, I have an education background and was at Quincy Senior High School for about 10 years and retired from there and realized, you know, there's still a lot more of me to give in the education realm. and an opening with the Ready, Set, Grow program, and at that time was through the Regional Office of Education, was presented and available. And so I started working with that program. And through that then came under the Quincy Children's Museum, which was a whole transition in and of itself.
I was going to say, that's an interesting transition, because to go from a governmental agency to a private agency, and is the Quincy Children's Museum now the host for the Ready, Set, Grow program?
That is correct.
Wow.
And that is, you're exactly right, because the Ready, Set, Grow program actually was started under the Regional Office of Education. There was a group of stakeholders that got together seeing a need in the birth to 5 years of age in the community. Our elementary was taken, you know, there were programs already established for that, and then in the high school and even beyond. But there was really lacking, a need lacking there for the birth to 5 years of age. And so our, you know, some very own people here in Quincy, some native Quincyans, started the Ready, Set, Grow program about 11 years ago under the regional office. And it had, you know, grown and just flourished under the regional office. And as myself and Karen Krieger is another coordinator with me, started to look at, you know, more funding and, you know, trying to see this expand, we were running into a little bit of hurdles just because of being a government organization and not being a nonprofit, and Ready, Set, Grow being a grant-funded program. And so we had some very good advice from some of dear supporters of Ready, Set, Grow that suggested possibly looking at, you know, moving out and going under a nonprofit. And then Amy Peters, fortunately, was landed into our lap, and she said, come with me, come with me. And
she's a former school teacher, right? You were a former
social worker.
Social worker.
Okay. Yep.
School social worker. So, you know, it seems like you education people never retire. You just move on to different variations of a theme.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
This is very exciting, Sarah. The birth to five, I could think of nothing better than the Quincy Children's Museum, because those littlest ones especially, the way they learn is by play.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of the assessment you have to do for them, I'm sure, involves, can they put the square peg in the round hole, or do they try, or do they find
Absolutely.
The right hole? And so talk about, I mean, what in the world can you do for a six-month-old, though?
I love that question, because so many parents and caregivers think that exact same thing. And so our job as the coordinators for Ready, Set, Grow, and as we, you know, get out into the community and some of our local health departments as well, and I can get into that a little bit more, help spread
that. The health department had something to do with Ready, Set, Grow years ago.
That's,
I remember, this is not the first rodeo I've talked about Ready, Set, Grow.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. And we still go into 10 County region with the health departments to talk to the WIC nurses, because they are the first responders when they are seeing, you know, new parents and, you know, talking to the little ones. And again, stressing our goal that parents have the power in which to make their children smart, just by intentionally reading and talking and playing with their child daily. You know,
so
and,
6 months old, what should I be doing?
Oh, read
not
to
that I'll
them.
Ever have one.
Read to them. Have conversations with them. Because even though they may not be verbally with words, but they are verbal with their expressions and with their cooing and just different, you know, things that they're doing, and just repeat. We call that serve and return, so that anytime a baby coos or smiles or, you know, does any type of facial recognition, then the parent or caregiver returns that. And then you can kind of get like a volley going, as in tennis, you know, back and forth and back and forth. And hopefully there can be up to five different turns that parents can have with their children. And that can be, you know, as 3 months, 6 months, you know, even when you think that there's not any conversation taking place, and sitting with your child on your lap and reading to them and pointing to the pictures in the book, nothing can take place of that. You know, right now we think, oh, well, we can just put them in front of, you know, the TV, and there's so many great educational programs out there, which is true. But that does not replace the power that a parent or a caregiver has for that direct interaction with the child, because they need to see that return. They need to see that response that the children are having when they're looking at a picture book, or, you know, anytime that they point to something, even out at a doctor's office or at the grocery store, you know, making those connections as young as you were saying, as 6 months. It's never too early to start reading and talking with your child, even in utero. You know, we stress that.
You know, it's so funny because if we could read their brains, I'm sure they're sitting there thinking, look at the human I have. Look at the big human that's my pet. When I giggle, it giggles.
Absolutely.
When I frown, it frowns. When I point at something, it tells me what it is. And sometimes it puts it in the shopping cart. So, you know, it is funny. We have very few memories. Most of us have very few lucid memories of being 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4. A lot of people start to, you know, It's funny. We can't remember our childhood, and yet All this important stuff happens in our childhood.
Absolutely.
So it's so critically important. So Ready, Set, Grow, not only are you out meeting with, you know, people in their homes, but you can tell them, hey, a place for touchy-feely interaction and learning is definitely the Quincy Children's Museum at 115 North 4th.
And on Mondays, Amy has just kind of set aside Monday mornings from 9 to noon just for birth to 5. And it has become a very popular morning at the Children's Museum, so much so that at times we've met capacity. And possibly thinking, and I'm saying this without even checking with Amy, you know, opening another one, you know, having another morning designated just for that birth to 5 and allowing, you know, the little ones an opportunity, you know, to, you know, crawl around and explore and stuff. We've got a great population that come and some regulars that come. And then, you know, Karen and I, because we alternate on those Monday mornings, have an opportunity to talk to the parents about the importance of that reading and that playing and that intentionally talking and modeling that, you know, and sometimes that seems so intuitive. Well, why, you know, they're a parent, surely they should know. Well, sometimes it's not quite so intuitive, and we can get very involved in our own phones, you know, and our face is in front of the screen. Maybe the child isn't, but our face is in front of the screen. And so reminding, you know, the caregivers, put your phone down, you know, those phone calls and that, those emails and that Facebook and all that kind of stuff can wait. You know, your child is only this age for so long. And 80% of a child's brain is developed by the time they're 18 months years old. And by the time they enter kindergarten, and so often, and I don't mean to get preachy here, but so often we wait until, the schools will take care of the learning and, you know, pushing that off and putting the responsibility on the schools. When by the time they are 5 years of age, 90% of the brain is already developed. And reading scores and all of that have already been set by those early markers. And it is proven that those kids that have been read to and talked to and played with intentionally on a daily basis score far more higher on your reading and any of your school testing later on. And it's just remarkable. I am a so-called new grandmother. My oldest grandson now is about 27 months old, a little over 2, and you know, implementing the Ready, Set, Grow tactics, you know, with him early on. And granted, they live in Houston, so you know, talking to my daughter through that, and she herself was an elementary school teacher, so she understands the importance of reading and talking with her children. And but Jack was read to. I mean, every single night, that was part of the routine. And watching him at 6 months, at 9 months, and, you know, he had the trucks and the fire trucks and the, you know, the tools and all that kind of stuff to go play with. And he would, most of the time, go pick up a book and would sit there and look at the picture book. So he goes to his, you know, 2 months checkup, and the child, his vocabulary is
at 2 years.
Incredible. In fact, he was just visiting. It was like, absolutely. And just, you know, different things. And like, you know, I want to play that again. And I want both. And just some of these things that, you know, yeah. And I know he's my grandson, but I'm looking at statistics and, you know, putting him in that. And of course, he's phenomenal and off the charts. But
so if you don't have Sarah Meyer's genetic pool, you must strive even harder.
I suggest you come on Monday.
Yeah.
And see if you too have a little Einstein. The truth of the matter is, and this is so funny, you can't study for an IQ test. I mean,
correct.
Your brain matter is your brain matter. The good news is what happens to you early helps. The even better news is if you have adopted a child or you have a foster child or you realize your kid is behind, they can make it up. The brain is plastic, folks. It will learn. It will continue to learn. So don't say, you know, I didn't have birth through five or whatever, my kid's six. It's all over for them. No, this is why the Quincy Children's Museum exists, to give them that kind of stimulation. And I know Amy Peters, you know, coming out of a setting where you dealt with people of all different learning abilities and types, some kids are more able to learn if they can see, touch, and feel, as opposed to just being read to in a book, which is also wonderful. But how wonderful to read a book about a boat and then to have a boat or a model boat at the Quincy Museum. Let's talk about, too bad Sarah Meyer was so quiet and didn't really have much to say.
don't get me started.
Yeah, don't get her started. She was like nervous as a cat. Now she's like, I could be here till noon. Ready, Set, Grow every Monday, well, every day. Birth through five. I mean, they've got the whole program, but on Mondays, 9 to noon, if you want to go and have your littlest ones in their own space where the 7-year-olds aren't tumbling over them, get to 115 North 4th Street. Now, lots of events are coming up. Mama's Bee Garden, Arts Quincy Partnership. What in the world is Mama's Bee Garden, and where are you going to build this thing?
Oh, it's not quite. So it's Mama Bee's Garden. So Mama Bee, I apologize if I had a typo there.
No, you did it right.
Okay,
I just can't read.
Mama Bee is Angie Barnes. She's got Mama Bee's Garden there. It's actually across from Denman School. So she does so much out in the community and really has gravitated towards our organization because she has a heart for kids as well.
Because you're magnetic.
Absolutely. So Mama Bee has... recently retired and is now doing some more programs with us. So this on Earth Day, so just this Monday, she provided 100 seed bombs for the kiddos. There's still a couple left over at the museum, so if you'd like one of those. But she's coming and introducing gardens and plants and all of those kind of things to our children and families. So on the 13th, so in just a couple of weeks, she's going to be planting a sensory garden with our visitors at the museum and kiddos.
Well, now what do you mean? Indoors?
No, we're going to put it outside, but we'll probably do some of the planting inside while they're there, but then as families return to visit the museum, they'll be able to see that kind of stuff growing. So
That's one of the coolest things as a kid.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, my mother made me plant, you know, things I didn't like to eat. I'm like, why are we wasting our time? But it was kind of fascinating. That's how you get kids to eat something.
Well,
they pick at themselves.
So a sensory garden actually, by design, it's got, she's intentionally picking out some plants that smell, some plants that feel really
like
cool.
Lamb
yes.
beer.
Yeah. So there will be different plants in there that can invoke different senses for our visitors. There might be a few edible things in there because taste is obviously one of your senses. But we'll hope that none of it gets eaten before everybody gets
to
see it.
We'll plant lima beans and nobody will eat them.
One
way to make sure that the garden is there for weeks to come is to plant those lima beans. Just all these things, it's just so fascinating. The Quincy Children's Museum is just really, I mean, you're just doing all of this. You're opening up a new, in addition to the, was this garden going to be in the back? Where is this garden?
Well, I'm hoping that we can put it in the front. We'll see. We'll see. Just some little planters, but if not, we'll put it on the back deck. Well, it'll be fine.
If planning and development
like
gives
raised,
you...
Like a raised bed.
Like a raised bed. Yeah. Planning and development gives you grief about blocking the sidewalk. Tell them to come.
It's a really wide sidewalk.
It is.
We'll see.
We'll see what encroaches.
Well, we've got a nice deck. If we need to put it back there, it'll be fine.
Tell me about Our Stage Is Yours.
Yeah, so every 2 months in our Discovery Loft, we change out the exhibit. There's a couple of different reasons for that. We want to keep our families coming back. We've got over 180 member families right now, and so we want to give those kids something to want to come and check out. We've found that a lot of our members come back regardless and maybe don't even make it upstairs. But it's also a way for us to partner with others in the community and also explore what kind of exhibits our kiddos and our community enjoys. So right now it's called Here We Go. That was leading up to an event that we have planned for Friday. And in May and June, it will be called Our Stage Is Yours. So we have a stage, we have backdrops, we have costumes, we have sound effects, and a red carpet. The kiddos will be able to go up there and put on a little puppet show or, you know, do a performance on the stage. And what kid doesn't love doing that kind of thing? There's also a cute little backstage area with the vanities. And so that's really fun.
It's in my wheelhouse.
Come on over.
Can 65-year-old people come and play?
Absolutely.
Okay, I may be over. We're out of time. How did that happen? 115 North 4th, in case you haven't figured it out, Mary Griffith is a pretty big advocate for the Quincy Children's Museum. Again, you know, I have no kids, but it is fun to take kids there. Because, again, I'm too old to stoop and play. So it's like, here, set them free.
Never
and let Amy and Sarah entertain them. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Keep in touch about that event.
We will.
We've got to go away, folks. This day is over. We'll see you again tomorrow.